and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How important is faith and its relation to culture? Reverend Wendell Brightman Kealoha Pauole Davis is a descendant of the first Hawaiian missionary, Henry Opukahaia, the one responsible for bringing the gospel to Hawaii and Hawaii's people. And Isaac Davis, a military consul for King Kamehameha I, the Great. Kahu Davis is an author, songwriter, musician, and keynote speaker, helping us see faith through culture and culture through faith. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is, yes, not to distance ourselves from culture and faith or to say only one or the other, but to see how life is integrated, because indeed, don't we all have lives that are integrating many facets? And it's the marvel of the gospel that in the midst of the integrations of our life, that Christ Jesus himself comes. Sometimes those integrations relate with troubling times, tumultuous times, change, uncomfortable seasons. Sometimes they deal with our own disappointments. And in the midst of that, even in our failures, Christ Jesus, our Lord, comes and he says, I know you, my friend. I love you. You know, Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And my friend, today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Oh, how God loves you. Yes, he does. Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Kahu Wendell Davis serves as chaplain of Mid-Pacific Institute in Manoa on the island of Oahu. For 16 years, he served as the senior pastor of Kahikolo Congregational Church in Kepulu, South Kona. He was also chaplain of Kamehameha Schools, Hawaii. Ordained with the United Church of Christ, he possesses a deep understanding of Hawaiian culture and spiritual values. He's a member of the Royal Order of Kamehameha. Kahu Davis is married to Maria. They have three adult children, Ka'au Moana, Puaka Ilima, and Ka'ehu Kai O Palemanu. Kahu Davis, welcome to our show.
Aloha. Aloha mai. Thank you, Danny. Mahalo for having me today.
Where did you grow up?
Well, you know, growing up in the Kona district, my grandparents were deacons for a long time. And I still remember as we moved here to Oahu with them, and they were deacons at Kauai Ha'o Church, that my mother didn't go to church as often as I had hoped to, or maybe perhaps they might have heard, hoped to. But I remember I was a little boy, and my grandmother would come by, and one day she stood right in front of my mother. I was there, and she said, "You may not go to church, but this boy is going to go to church every Sunday. I'm going to come and pick him up and take him to church with me and Papa." And that was what happened. It was my introduction to the church, Ohana, and then also to meet Jesus Christ through the diligence of my kupuna. And sometimes it just reminds me that never to give up the diligence of taking those children, even if you have to borrow them from their parents so that they can receive the gospel. And so all of my Christian life, I really owe it to God for giving my both grandparents, Mama and Papa, the diligence to come and get me and take me to church.
Kahu, do you have siblings?
I do. I have two brothers, an older brother and then a younger brother. The younger brother had passed away so far a couple of years ago. But my older brother is still with me.
But now, did Kapuna take them to church as well?
She did.
Mm-hmm. So off you went, the three of you. With. I love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So would you say Mama and Papa, would you say they influenced you most in your growing up years, or were there others?
They were the most influential. When you look back at the Hawaiian family, ohana, the term ohana, even though we mm-hmm. use it as family, ohana time actually meant a devotional time for family. And we would always get together every night. My Papa would come up with his Bible, of course, and then Mama, would sit next to him, and then we would all be around a circle. And our responsibility was to have one memory verse, or apauku. We had to learn that. And so when Papa, after he finished, we sing Hawaiian songs, and most of the time we didn't have the book. We had to learn it by memory. So many times in churches, while I'm singing the Hawaiian hymns, it just flows out of me.
Because it's in you.
It started from that circle. Mm. So from that circle, after we finish ohana and we're having that time of worship and so forth, and then he would point to his grandchildren, and my cousins sometimes would be there too, and he'll go one by one as we'll have to recite the pauku, or the scripture verse. In our ohana time, though, there was only one password or passphrase you could use. That passphrase was aloha ke akua, or 1 John 4 says, God is love. Mm-hmm. But you only could use it one time in a circle. Because with Papa, he was committed to the scripture he wanted us to be. And so you hope that if you didn't study, that the person before you didn't say aloha ke akua.
I saw that one coming.
Because then you'd feel the wrath of God, because Papa would be so upset. But thank God for Mama, because then we learned grace from her. When Papa was so upset and said, you didn't learn your scripture, and your pauku, you know you folks supposed to do that. But then, and then Mama would just tap Daddy's, Papa's shoulders and said, Daddy, don't worry. Let them go. They're okay. They're learning along the way. And then he would kind of calm down. So in the Hawaiian family, he would be the cool or the strong one. Mm-hmm. Mama would be the hina, the waving one, like the limo in the ocean. Mm. So it's good to have the both of them, have the ohana time.
Now, may I ask, please, how long did they live? Did they live long enough to see how God is using you?
No, actually, my Papa died when I was just 17. Oh. And Mama died when I was in 1995, when she was 81. But I remember years before that, she would say, come home, help me with the church. She had moved back to Kona, to our church at Kahikolo. Just help Mama with the church.
Oh.
And then I said, okay, Mama, I come in. I said, but I have, when a wife and a child, and at the time we only had Ka'omoana, and I'm working at Kamehameha. I don't know if I could come. There's no job out there. She said, you pule, you pray. You come home, help Mama. And she took me to the church one day. Kahikolo has two churches. One is a Makai church, which was left to be built because the Mauka church, the big church, was left abandoned because of earthquakes, and it was just in poor condition. But she took me one day up there. She said, come, go with Mama. We happened to clean the place. So they were doing all the cleaning and all the shrubbery. It was lost in this jungle of ekoa and so forth, but they were cutting it. She took me into the church. It was all busted up and so forth, gravel all on the ground. She said, you see that? You see that puka? I look up. It had a big hole. And inside there was a bell, the church bell.
Mm.
She said, you can come home. You help me ring that bell. I said, Mama, I promise. But all the years, God did not open up the way until in 1995, when Kamehameha needed an administrator in Kona, they hired me to go.
Praise God.
And that night, I told my family, we're going to move to Kona. They all lived here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a huge challenge. I said, we're going to go back to Mama's church. And so they were excited. The next morning, I was going to call her to tell her that I was coming. But I had a class that day. So after class in the morning, I called, and my cousin said, oh, Mama's still sleeping. I said, but it's not like Mama. She's always up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Go get her. I have great news. So he would knock on the door. I went inside there. Mama had passed to go with the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
In her sleep, she had passed. And at the same time I received the job, in that evening, she passed and went with the Lord. So I knew it was a you know, Hawaiians call it ho'ailona, like a sign that God has given you that you need to go. So I told the family, they said, oh, Pop, Daddy, we're not going to go because Mama's not there anymore. I said, we have to go. I made a promise. And so we ended up going, not to be the pastor. I wasn't thinking of being that pastor. I was just going to go help Mama's church, not knowing that I would be the senior pastor someday.
Wow. Yeah. That's a nahe nahe story.
The way God moves, the way God moves, and the way God moves, speaking of integration, integration of faith, and faith being manifested in the follow-through of a commitment,
yes,
and how God leads, but also faith of Mama. And what she saw in that, oh, it was like a prophetic vision. And just in the gracious Hawaiian style, just seeing her grandson, her beloved, just bringing her along, bringing him along.
Yeah.
And wow, just when we come back, Kahu, I'm wondering if you would be, but just have a moment, imagine for a while, if you had a chance to talk to Mama and Papa, and to knowing now what has taken place, what was not known then, at least to you, what would you say to her? Just an endearing moment of reflection. When we come back, more from Kahu Wendell Davis. You know, that's Suzanne and I, we have a glint in our eye because that's the beauty of the Good Life Radio program.
A tear or two. Yeah. My eyes are leaking.
You can never plan what the Lord is going to reveal. And it's hard to deny that even as Kahu Wendell Davis shares heart to heart with us, heart to heart with you, that there is the grace of a prophetic element that undergirds our time together with a message of hope. And that hope also includes, though, you receiving an impression from the Lord that's consistent with the Word of God, consistent with other mentors, spiritual leaders that God has placed in your life, but then to act on it by faith as you make a commitment. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Kahu Davis.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Kahu Wendell Davis officiated the blessing of the Hokulea and Hikianalia on their voyage around the world, as well as offering the opening invocation of the inaugural dinner for Governor David Ige, Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui. Kahu shares heart to heart with us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us today. The Lord, in His grace, allows us to share in moments like these. And there is an integration with your life and your current challenge, a situation. And I believe the Lord wants to bring hope to you. Not just platitudes, you know, just high-sounding words, but really heart-to-heart, as Kahu Davis shares. You can find out more about this program. You can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out more about Kahu Davis there at Mid-Pacific Institute at midpac.edu. Kahu, if you had a chance to talk to Mama, knowing that there was just that moment, but I don't think it was a miss. Somehow in God's plan, it was perfect. But what would you say to her?
Well, you know, it's a question that I've always, I've spoken about that too. What would that day be when I get to heaven? And who would I like to see again? Questions I might have to ask. I think in heaven you won't have much questions. But I think that what I'd like to do is have that, the mahalo, you know, those that have, you know, set the way for you here on earth, even as a kahu, for example. Let me not exclude my papa, though, as well. Because he was the one who was really the strong spiritual leader, which we really need in our families. We are eroding in our families because we don't have that strong spiritual leader. He was as well. And I remember another story where he was by my mother, like my grandmother did, and he looked at her and he looked at me, and he said, "This boy is going to be the next leader of our family."
Wow.
And I thought, oh man, that'd be great. Now everybody's going to listen to me. I'm just going to boss them around, you know. And so, but not knowing that I would be the spiritual leader of the family today. And
is
so,
is this the story of Joseph?
I would relate to that. So both Mama and Papa were of good influence. I would love, and then also I pray I will see my mom, because though I didn't see her in church as much as I'd like to, it doesn't mean that I might not see her, because I'm thinking if she was raised by Mama and Papa, somehow along the line the gospel seeds fell. But I'm hoping that she will be there too, so I can, you know, I can grab my hug from her too as well. For Mama and Papa, to say, you know, thank you for introducing Jesus Christ into my life, and to allow me to be that sower of seeds, not only that you put in me, but that for me to make a difference in Christ with others by sowing seeds with all the different ministries God has given me, as well as opportunities to share that seed. So.
When in your journey did your relationship with Christ really become clear, and that within you said, I've been raised this way, but I'm following. I'm going to follow Him. I'm His servant. I'm dedicating my life to Him. He has captivated me. When did that take place?
Well, I was saved at the Campus Crusade for Christ when Harold Jones was over at UH. And I remember he was speaking a message. A friend of mine invited me to go down there. And so I went down together and listened to Harold Jones. And he was speaking such a great message about being born again, which we hadn't spoken about actually at my former church. I mean, because it probably wasn't a subject they were talking about at that time. So being born again was kind of new language. And I said, what do you mean being born again? I believe I'm a Christian. Then I learned that I couldn't get to heaven through my grandmother and grandfather, and then he said, "Well, I need to be saved." Mm-hmm. And so he did the confessional prayer, and it went from there. But it didn't jumpstart my ministry. I was walking around UH with the Four Spiritual Laws book, you know, and people would run away from me as I go there. And I'd go ahead and get together,
there's
and
that
of course
yellow
they have,
book.
There's that yellow book guy, you know. But it didn't jumpstart me for a while until. when I went back in to Kona in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So this is, I'd saved it at 18, but didn't get into the pastorship. That was 42. Mm-hmm. So about 24 or 25 years later. And it was there that when I had tried to help my grandmother and grandfather's church, that I heard of a class of leadership. I said, well, I've been with Commandment so many years. I know those leadership classes like the back of my hand. We can just go there and do that.
You know? You could do the leadership
class. I could do it. So I ended up going to so I heard this one class. And I went in the class, and there was this group of 37 people from all over the state of Hawaii. And my friend over there, too, was another friend over here as well. And I said, oh, this looks like a great class. And then a kahu came in, and he said, just to let you know, this is a seminary class, and after we're done with you, in about 3 to 5 years, you will be an ordained minister, a kahu, in the Hawaiian churches. And I said, man, what am I doing here? I almost wanted to come and be a leadership class. I didn't think about the leader. And I was thinking, I'm in the wrong place. And so he said, that's not your calling. There's the door. You should go now. And because I was embarrassed to stand up, nobody else, I was the only one not thinking the same way, I stayed. I looked at the agenda. I said, 8 to 10. Well, 2 hours, I can do a little Bible. I'm doing Genesis. Yeah, very good. 2 hours, and I'm going to get out of here and sneak down to the back door and get in my car and meet my kids at the beach. Well, 2 hours later, in the 2 hours, I saw a person I knew from high school. It's kind of a bully. I looked at him, I said, oh, man, I remember him. He was so mean to us guys. He was even mean to me. I'm going to go over there and give him a piece of my mind when I'm done, just before I go to the beach. And so when that was 10 o'clock came, he said, okay, let's take a coffee break. Come back in 15. I went right to him. And I said, by the way, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And I told him all the stories. After many minutes went by, he looked at me. He says, you know, Wendell, I'm sorry. But, you know, that was the old me. I'm a new creation in Christ. Man, I'm here to be a pastor. And how about you? I said, no, I just came to tell you what I feel about you. I'm going to go to the beach. And then a pastor came in and said, all right, sit down. And the next time I stood up, I was a pastor with him. And so, and I think about in terms about, you know, God had hardened my heart that one time. So I was going to move. I look at it now. But back then it was like, okay. Pastor, right? And then the journey started from there too, mm-hmm. as well. So, Danny, you're right. It's calling. And I always say you can run from God, but don't be surprised if you find yourself running back to God and through God, mm-hmm. because that's what happened to me. And the same thing happened with Jonah. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have his way. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to Nineveh whether you like it or not.
That's right.
And he lives in eternity, so he's just waiting for me to say that. But all the years from when I was saved until I became a kahu, I was doing God's work. Mm-hmm. I was just not wanting to go through the doors. Mm-hmm. People always say, you should be a kahu. I said, no. I'm just helping here, whatever it may be. He had his steps along the way. And I praise God today, too, as well, even as a chaplain and so forth, because he gave me all the different experiences before I became a pastor. I was a coach. I was a counselor. I was a supervisor. I was an administrator. You know, I had all those gifting. So by the time I got into Bible, all I had to do was apply it to the congregation and get the Holy Spirit's power.
He's a preparatory Lord, isn't he?
Yes, amen.
And quite often the preparation is in the unseen. By that I mean we don't acknowledge what he's doing because we might not even know.
We might not even like it.
We might not even like it. It might be adverse to us.
Yeah.
But the Lord, in his grace, he doesn't waste time. Mm-hmm. Even when we're disengaged, he's still engaged.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even when mm-hmm. we think, I think about that story of Abraham and Isaac, and there's Isaac on the altar, and who knew that God had the ram that was going to get caught in the thicket coming up the backside of the hill or the mountain, mm-hmm. while all this is taking place, the Lord is preparing things along the way. Mm-hmm. Open doors mm-hmm. that we don't even know until we get there. And the Lord will. Well, my friend, as you listen to Kahu, you can hear how, even in his resistance, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A different perspective. The Lord was still moving and working. And
mm-hmm. Amen.
I guess even at this time, it's important for us to be reminded and for us to be reminded that be aware, be vigilant as best you can for what God is doing in and through your life. Kahu, I wonder, as we go forward, you've mentioned some of the lessons that you learned. How, you know, you talk about going to the beach with your family. How did the calling of God, these transitions in life, how did it relate to Maria mm-hmm. and to your children?
Well, to our daughter and then my wife and then the children, as far as the ministry is concerned, it's something in which they're all saved. Praise God, you know.
Praise
they all
Lord.
Love the Lord, even for my wife, you know, Mama Kahu, we would call them, mm-hmm. you know, lovingly in the congregational church, Mama Kahu. Even that is a high calling for them too as well. It's not easy to be a Mama Kahu mm-hmm. or pastor's wife, but there's so much more opportunities for us to thank God mm-hmm. for the fact that the wives also continue to serve alongside of the Kahu. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Hawaiian church, it's Papa Kahu. Mm-hmm. It's not just Kahu, but we've kind of condensed it sometimes. But papa means a higher aina. You know, when you look on the ocean, sometimes you see it a little bit, the reef sticking out of the water on a low tide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the papa. The earth is higher than the water.
Mm.
So the papa is a higher calling. So it's mm-hmm. Papa Kahu. It's like we called our grandfather Papa,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of a higher aina. Mm-hmm. Than mama because of the nurturing side of that.
Mm-hmm.
So for our daughter and for our sons and then also for my wife, actually, it's been a great journey with them to, mm-hmm. You know, go with us and continue to seek what God has for us in our lives and be blessed all the way.
Did all of your children know Mama Kahu, your grandmother?
You mean the...
Your children, did they get to know?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So it was their great-grandmother.
It's actually their great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Faith and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about faith and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that when we come back. I think it's something that we need to talk about. I think it needs massaging. Maybe not so much in Kahu Davis, because that's... He understands. There's a depth there, but just in general, I think there's a either a miscommunication or, some might even say an ignorance. That's kind of a hard word or a harsh word, maybe a little strong, yes. But I think it comes because we don't have understanding.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feeling of threat. There's also a lot of depth that goes along with, let's say, Hawaiian culture and the Christian faith.
Mm.
Oh, how we need someone to articulate in ways that we can understand with a grace of a teaching gift who is able to paint the pictures for us, to deepen our understanding, to deepen our appreciation, and even to deepen our faith. When we come back from our break, faith and culture. The Hawaiian culture, the beautiful culture of the Hawaiian mm-hmm. people and the Christian faith. Someone might say, well, I don't know if they go together, Danny. You got to choose one or the other. Integration. You know, God is a God of wisdom. I think when we come back, Kahu Wendell Davis will share with us what these things mean and at least get us a little further along the way in our understanding, and certainly it will help us relate with others in a much deeper and perhaps more appreciative way.
Yeah.
So, Kahu, can we go there?
Yeah, mahalo.
Can we talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm eager to learn. Dear one, how about you? Are you with me? You with Suzanne? Is your heart open to learning, growing, being challenged? I am. And if it's you, you're not alone. I'm with you. We're with you. And if not, my friend, open your heart a little bit. Open your heart to God and what the Lord may share, what He may speak when we come back. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In 2008, Kahu Wendell Davis was selected as one of the 100 Kamehameha School's graduates who have contributed as representative examples, who have also excelled in their professions, and who are role models for future generations of Native Hawaiians. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, my co-host Suzanne Maurer, and Wendell Davis, and we're privileged to have him, and we're grateful that you're with us today. You can find out more about Kahu Wendell Davis. He's a chaplain at Mid-Pacific Institute, midpac.edu. You can get this program in its entirety as a free gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I typically say, hey, enjoy it. Yes, listen to it again, but share it with a family member or friend.
Mm-hmm. Kahu, we're hearing about your family, and I'm so appreciative of your candidness, but I'm not hearing about your father. Where was your father in your childhood?
Thank you. Dad was and Mom had divorced when we were young children. I was still yet in the 4 years old or so, and so she actually raised us by herself, single mom. But one of the blessings about being in the church was that when Mama and Papa took me to the church, that all my spiritual fathers were there. Mm-hmm. Every from the doorman to the Sunday school teacher to the person who was in charge of the parking lot to the cook to every man that was there was always a godly man. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I was out about in the church, they always would check in me and see how I'm doing, and my brother, if I was in school, how are you doing in school? Or maybe don't forget, it's 10:30, you have to get to Sunday school, so hurry up, get down there, you know. So they always kept me accountable. So in the church, I found all my spiritual dads. And I tell families today, especially with young mothers or single mothers with all these children, that though your earthly father may fail, your heavenly father will never fail and leave you. Mm-hmm. So hang in with him and trust God.
Mahalo. You know, too many times people will challenge church worship. Well, why do I have to go to a building? Why do I have to be with others? I can read my Bible or I can go to the beach, whatever. There's, well, it's a commandment for starters, but God uses the ohana of churches mm-hmm. in so many aspects of our lives. And we so much need to not only go to church, but be a part of a church ohana. And that's a beautiful example of it. Thank you.
Faith and culture. Culture and faith. Why do we need to talk about that today? Why is it such a pressing concern? I'm pressing it, but what brings it to the fore, Kahu?
I think we have to really be very committed to know that once we give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is our identification. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we tend to falter that when we actually try to balance what culture says and then our identification. There will always be a conflict when there's an identification of Jesus Christ and then there's also a cultural value that you want to hold on to. You know, you mentioned a little bit about the aspect about understanding about how important that is. And if you look at, you know, Revelations when Jesus says, be hot, cold, or cold, mm-hmm. but not lukewarm. Sometimes we find ourselves in that same area when it comes to culture. We want to have Christ, but we also want to keep a little bit of this part of culture. You know, growing up also sometimes the superstitions were pretty large. You know, many Hawaiians will know exactly when I preach it in the churches, they'll also, you know, giggle and laugh. You know, nothing at night. You know, no fingernail cutting and no whistling at night. No vacuuming at night, nothing at night. That was one of the main rules in the house. And it scared us when we were little kids. We were growing up. You know, boogeyman, I never met boogeyman, but eventually he was out there. But eventually that was a way in which sometimes in the households you learn all those different types of things. But not until I met Jesus Christ and I found out, He said, I'm the light of the world. And He went on and on. And I could think, I said, then why was I so afraid of the night? Why were we so afraid of the night? Yet we profess Christ during the day. When it mm-hmm. comes to night, we're scared, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, is one area in which we need to continue to be concerned about. I think every Christian crosses culturally as well. Because we belong to another king. And another kingdom. Mm-hmm. There's always that cross of culture. Someone once asked me, he says, you know, Kahu, are you a Christian Hawaiian or a Hawaiian Christian? What is it? Let me know. I want to know right now. And I said, you want to know right now? I said, okay, sure. I'm a Christian Hawaiian. He said, how come not Hawaiian Christian? You're Hawaiian. I said, I am. But Christ is my identification. Christ come first to me in my life. I said, one day when I go to heaven, it'll be because of Him. But yet, He will use me, God will use me as a Hawaiian pastor mm-hmm. to sow the seeds of the gospel like my ancestor, Opu Kahaia. Though he did not make it over the ocean, mm-hmm. he left that legacy of the gospel. And so for every person, ethnic background, whatever it may be, but as a Hawaiian, the only question I think God will ask me one day when in heaven is, what did you do with what I gave you and made you to be while you were there? And I don't have to answer Him to that question. Did I further the kingdom amongst the Hawaiians as well? Or did I turn to some of those identity crisis areas? Those are some of the things that I think is important, Danny.
How would you, and then, if it's so clear, Kahu, so clear. How would you explain to someone who connects Christianity with the early missionaries? We talk about Henry Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, and we talk about Titus Cohen, Solomon Stoddard. We can go right. These many names, Timothy Dwight, the president of Yale College, sending the first missionaries there in 1820, and then it goes on for over two decades. But to see them coming, But if someone digs a little deeper, they understand that there were political connections, there were expansionist ideologies in the American government. So to push it further, to see what has happened to the Hawaiian people in the name of Christianity, and as we carry on, not just a fleecing, but someone might say, well, we lost what was ours to the government. So someone with that understanding in the name of Christianity, someone who has a missionary family background and yet they become a very big landowner or they become a big business owner. How do we explain the gospel to someone like that, especially when we say, I'm a Christian Hawaiian?
We explain it just to the grace of God, Danny. That's what we do. When we look at, you look at history, when you look at your monarchical kings and queens and so forth, we testify to Christ, many of them as well. You look at, it's not an accident that the missionaries were on his way to as well. I believe that God had claimed the sovereignty of the islands, that the gospel shall come. And even if you look before in history to that, as the things were happening with Kamehameha's death and then the swing of authority over to the Prime Minister Kaʻahumanu and then also the young Prince Liholiho and then the burning of the idols and the heiaus, that was happening about 1819, 1820. And who's coming along to around Cape Horn with the gospel, the missionaries? And we think in terms about all of that coming over, even with Kaʻahumanu, when you think about Queen Kaʻahumanu, you know, giving them the time to spend in Hawaii. They wanted to shake her hand and put their hand out, and she wasn't accustomed to that. So she gave them her baby finger to shake that. But by the time she was an early convert of Christianity, and by the time she had passed, she was given the first Bible in Hawaiian, printed by Hiram Bingham. And then she said on her deathbed, the Bible is my new husband. And so when you think about those testimonies and so forth, and then also you look at the transparent to even now to the sovereignty movement and so forth as well, we continue to try and, I always try to implore and also to encourage our Hawaiian people to don't lose focus upon what God is doing, but to trust Him, and that despite all the different things that may consider to be very hurtful, that we can still see through forgiveness of what and you look at Queen Ulukulani, who on this, we all sing the Queen's Prayer. We sing the first verse, but we don't go to the third one. And the third one says to forgive them. And so we can learn from her that even she was the one who was overthrown. She was the one that was jailed. She was the one that had been taken away from her sovereignty as a queen. But she writes in that queen's prayer that to forgive them, forgive those who had hurt her. That's a great lesson.
Why, Kahu, why do you feel the queen wrote that third verse? What was so important about her as a monarch? Why was it important for her to convey that to the people? Knowing that all this is happening,
she was raised in the way of the Lord. That's the key. She knew her Bible. She accepted Christ. She was diligent. She was a committed woman of God, and that is a great example of the Queen, of just trying to convey that in her music. She wrote hundreds of songs. Amongst one also is Aloha Oi. And the story is that after she was able to go out into the public, she took a buggy ride up into Nu'uanu. And then as she was going up to Nu'uanu, and of course all the different things of changing with territorialists and so forth and different things, Hawaii was in a big transition. She was taking a buggy ride up there, and then she saw a couple that had honi aloha. They were kissing each other. And she said that amongst all of what's going on, love is still alive. And so she wrote that song of Aloha Oe based on that honi aloha, that despite of all the things that was going on over here and all the tremors that was happening to Hawaii, that love was still the bottom line and still the key. So you know, when you think about her writing, Danny, you know, those are great words in which we need to embrace, because it's coming from our kings and queens and our Ali. Mm. So it's not, sometimes when I'm out there speaking, people will always, you know, our Hawaiian people would always not really acknowledge some of those things, you know. But we need to. We need to. This is part of our history. We cannot erase our forefathers, you know, and our founders of the faith, you know, that are Hawaiian. But to embrace that and also see what God is speaking to us in our own lives today.
Well, and I just have to wonder, with the depth of her faith, if she wasn't thinking of Christ on the cross, saying, forgive them, they know not what they do. Because basically that's what she was saying. I don't know if she said they don't know what they do, but forgive them, forgive these people. And that is so powerful. And forgiveness is an issue of the heart. So it just showed the heart of this woman.
Kahu Wendell Davis, as you can tell, this the depth of knowledge, so the ability to just freely share in a moment, a candid moment like this. He is an author. He is a songwriter, musician. When we come back, he is writing. There's some things in the works. We'll talk about that. I want a preview. I want to know what is going to be rolling out from his pen, as it were. And also a word of hope to someone today who may be going through a really rough time. Maybe he'll share a moment that he's been challenged and has seen the Lord come through on his behalf. A transformational moment. Perhaps it will be a transformational moment to you as you relate with him, as we relate together with what Christ has done in the life of Kahu Wendell Davis. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us, okay? And we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, have you had that moment? A moment of sobriety, a moment where you hit a few bumps along the way in life. If you have, if it's now, dear one, you are not alone. Well, certainly the Lord is with you. And in the Lord being with you, he sends us together, the three of us. Mm-hmm. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Kahu Wendell Davis, to share with you heart to heart, and hopefully a salve, you know, that soothing ointment that indeed the Lord knows you, knows your situation, and he's with you to stand with you, yes, but to help you through. Would you trust him even in the midst of the moment? The Good Life Radio Show here. You can find out more about Kahu Davis, midpack.edu, and this program and other resources here at The Good Life at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kahu, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times? Maybe a difficult time, a specific moment.
You know, God always has, he always uses detours for his glory. And he's been helping me all. This anointing and his favor has been amazing. You know, just the different ministries that start up. I find myself being more of a builder, Kahu, instead of a stayer, Kahu, if I say. More or less go and build and build and build instead of being there for 10, 15, 20 years. But even through all of the different callings, it's always been, I always ask my wife, I said, what do you put a lamp in your house? And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, what do you put a light in our lamp or in a house, our house? She says, someplace dark. So I said, that's why we have to go. We have to, you know, so wherever we go, we are, it's always been bringing the light of the Lord into a dark place. So he's been with me, Danny, you know, in struggling, pastor struggle too as well. And especially I ask the congregation to pray for pastor's purity and pray for his family. But most of all, pray for his boldness. We need to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help you, God, from the pulpit. And we can't think in terms of pleasing people. Because if God's not applauding, I'm in trouble. And so we need to continue to be diligent on that, Danny.
It makes me think of Daniel and the latter part of the book of Daniel, where he's praying and and the angel Gabriel comes to him and he says, you are highly esteemed. Your prayer has been heard. And as you were praying, the answer was coming. But being highly esteemed, as you speak, Kahu, in this these few moments, we have about 4 minutes left. Tell us about a writing project that you're on now.
Well, we got, you know, when I was a chaplain at Kamehameha School, so when I got there, I told God, I said, my, we got almost 2,000 people. How does one person reach out to 2,000 people? And I heard him say, you know, write. And I'm not really a really good writer, but when it's in his hands, devotionals started to just come out. Over the course of all the 9 years I was up there as chaplain, full-time chaplain, 14 altogether, it was about over 500, 600 devotionals came out. Every week I was writing and writing and writing. And those devotionals were actually culture, looking to culture and to faith and also faith and culture. And when we look at all of those things over there, I wanted to make sure that, you know, because someone said that, you know, sometimes it's too Hawaiian or it's too you know, the other, they're trying to find a mix of that. So most of my devotions, all of my devotions actually have a Hawaiian tie. Like, for example, if you look at the vana, or the sea urchin, you use the scripture where God tells Samuel, don't look, the man looks like on the outside, but I look on the inside. So you use the vana or the sea urchin to say, when you see a sea urchin, don't get intimidated by it, because inside is something ono to eat. So if you just look through that, you'll find the beauty of that inside. So those kinds of devotionals, I'm hoping that I'll be able to at least get it rolling by the end of the year. So that's my my goal over there, Danny, to get that out there too. And I've been having people say, when are you going to write it? When are you going to get the book? So I've got to get going.
Now, what would you do for the Opihi?
Opihi, that the more, the Opihi does not get its crown unless it gets hit by the waves enough on the rock. It's smooth. And the more that the wave hits it, the more it grabs, and then it holds on, and it clings over the Hawaiian, say, pili, P peel it to the rock, and then the more it goes, the more it gets matured, and then more, then the cone finally arrives to the top.
Amen.
I can't wait to see and to read that book. Kahu, we got about a minute and a half left. A brief word of encouragement to someone who's going through a rough time, and a prayer.
Okay. Well, you know, coming over to see your radio station, I was on the other side of North King Street. I Google mapped it over there and got me to the right address, but it was actually the right address, wrong building. But I looked up, I saw Precision Radio. I said, this has got to be it. And I parked inside the parking lot until I was told that I was on the far end, on the wrong side. I've got to come on this side. So a wrong address at the right time showed me Precision Radio, and then coming to you is Decision Radio. And it was a blessing for me to remember that. It's a Decision Radio. So I want to just encourage someone out there to make a decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That doesn't mean your trouble is going to go away, but it does mean that he's been with you all the times of your life. And I can't thank him more enough for being with me through the good, bad, and ugly. But he's been there for me all the time. I want to thank God for that. And don't give up your faith. Keep trusting God and be diligent, as the word says as well. Ke akua aloha. Mahalo, God, a loving God, for blessing us today. We ke puli ne mako e o ke akua e ho opa me ke aloha ma ka inoa o Yesu. In the undying love of Jesus Christ, we pray today. And we pray for someone out there today who has come to get a word from God, to get a word from you, God, that can continue to live this life on earth. Someday we will all be in heaven, those who are believers in Christ. But there's much work to be done. And if someone is out there listening to this radio, this media, then we ask that your blessings be with them. Fill their heart that there is hope. There is always hope in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Mahalo Maikai.
Kahu Davis, thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Sam.
I hope, dear one, that you've been encouraged by the rare, precious insights from Kahu Wendell Davis. You can find out more at midpack.edu. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, even as Kahu was saying, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kahu Wendell Davis, again, midpack.edu. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.